Marie and the doctor.
Who knows what may come next?
Having trouble with your thingamajig? Can't get the doovy watsy to interface with the clickety bit? Given up all hope of the digital wingwong working? Yeah, well, we hear your pain, Australia. So now, please welcome the only man in the world who can simultaneously program the set-top who's it, reformat the doovalacky, and upload the whatchamacallit in three different languages. It's Paul Verhoeven in Nerds of a Feather.
That's right, and just prior to 8 o'clock, it's time for Triple J's favourite gorgeous goober. How are you, Paul Verhoeven?
I'm pretty good. I almost went horse riding this weekend, guys. Like actual horse riding.
What did you do that for?
Why only almost?
Well, I almost. It got cancelled because of the heat. But I can't go horse riding anyway because every time I go near a horse, I think of Daniel Radcliffe's penis. You know?
He was in Equus.
In Equus? That thing was huge, the horse. The first story I thought I'd run by you guys.
Great way to start.
Yeah, horses and penises. Yeah. Nerd merit badges. Have you ever, guys ever wanted to be... I've always wanted to be rewarded for being a nerd.
Weren't you in the Cubs?
I was, actually, yeah.
There you go.
I was a scout for about 6 months, during which I was constantly ridiculed by a bunch of knot-tying dong holsters, right? Toggled, brandishing three fingers aloft, quoting Kipling, just generally being a dick. But the one saving grace of the ordeal, which could only be understood probably by, I don't know, Anne Frank, were the badges. Mm-hmm. So none of them really fit my peculiar set of skills, which makes me sound like Dexter. there's this guy on the net who's created proper nerd badges, you know, like Linux badges and little kind of, you know, I'm looking forward to the World of Warcraft badge, the hyperbole proficiency badge, and the really bitter about scouts badge.
The 35 and still living at home badge.
Very much so.
You can download these badges. Do you have to do anything to prove that you've earned them?
Oh, no, they sell them. They're actually embroidered. They're really nice. But you don't have to qualify yourself in any way. But I posted something about this on my blog, and believe it or not, I incur the wrath of this bunch of scouts. Like, scouts hate me now, apparently.
No!
I'm thinking the phrase knot-tying dong holsters is what got them going. apparently they're bitter about not having obtained their sense of humour badge.
I caught one trying
to set fire to my house. He was using a stick and,
All right, Hives.
Got to be careful, Paul. They're always prepared.
Star Wars umbrellas.
Yeah. Have any of you ever wanted to stab a Bulgarian defector? No?
Particularly.
Well, if you did and you're a bit of a Star Wars fan, you know that there was a Bulgarian defector stabbed with a poison umbrella.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s,
KGB,
I think.
The old trick. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But they've got these new lightsaber umbrellas. It's basically this concentrated kind of beam of light. It's not an actual lightsaber, obviously. It looks like a shaft of glowing energy, but it isn't. If it was, you know, a windy day and slippery fingers would lead to a really huge body count, and every time kids of someone killed by one of these umbrellas watch Mary Poppins, they'd shit themselves. Incidentally, if you are assassinated with the lightsaber umbrella, try and clench your butthole as you die. I'm pretty sure that's how you come back as one of those don't kiss her, she's your sister ghosts. And it's... You know, everyone was like, don't, she's your sister. We kissed, that's okay, just don't go, all right. And of course, it's time for the return of my favourite segment, Reasons Why Lindsay Can't Go to Space.
We need some theme music for that, don't we? Yeah.
And it also needs a logo, I think. It'll pretty much have Lindsay looking like Eeyore, carrying a little blue backpack, crying with a rocket tearing into the stratosphere like a raised finger behind him. Basically, the ashes of Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry, his wife, her ashes have been sent into space in keeping with the show's famed line, Space the Final Frontier. She died in December, 2 months before her 77th birthday, and apparently she always wanted to go to space. They've sent her husband up already in ash form. I have it on good authority she did want to go to space, but as a living human, not as something you could smuggle inside a balloon in your colon. If you ever want to get really high, the ashes of a Roddenberry are the only way to go. Basically, there's two things. First of all, how can you burn ashes, right? Aren't they already burnt? Let me wind back a bit. They basically sent these little rifle-sized cartridges into space with the ashes on board, and they burn up on re-entry. So it's not like they're even staying up there and orbiting. They pretty much, they're sending them out to destroy them. Secondly, isn't that a really weird way to go? Incidentally, guys, when I die, I want you to crush my remains into a disc, and I want to be fired as a clay pigeon and shot at by a real cowboy. That's
I'll just write that down, Mr. Verhoeven, sir.
We'll do our very best. Paul Verhoeven for Nerds of a Feather. You're going to come back after 8, aren't you, good man?
Oh, yes.
Part 2, including monkeys. It's time to welcome back Paul Verhoeven from Nerds of a Feather, your weekly dose of geekdom this morning. And male bonding. What a very good idea, considering we've been talking about Lindsay and his...
Look, I had allergies. I was allergic to wheat,
penis
dairy.
Allergies, exactly.
That's why there were tissues next to my 16-year-old bed.
Well, monkeys do have a reputation, don't they?
This is part one in a three-part series entitled Monkeys. I won't lie to you, I made that three-part up thing just then while I was waiting, and now I have to think about something about monkeys for the next 2 weeks. I'm clearly an idiot.
That's okay, let's go to part one.
Male bonding does occur amongst monkeys, specifically the males. I know it's a relief, which effectively, if you get magically transformed into a monkey, you'll know you can form meaningful relationships with other male monkeys, which is very comforting. From The New Scientist, which is apparently a publication and not some guy's name, everyone needs a best friend, even chimpanzees. A decade-long study shows that nearly all male adult chimps form enduring social bonds with other males, exchanging backscratches, sharing meat, and generally chumming around. Aww. Which begs the question, who's watching monkeys for 10 years become friends? Day 353, monkeys are now friends. I do not have any friends. Maybe it's because I can't stop watching these monkeys. Oh, look, another erection. Like, you see, I failed. It appears I don't really understand what motivates primatologists. Hopefully it isn't erections. Now, I don't know if any of you are fans of Jane Austen or if you hate her as much as I do. I don't like reading for three pages about a bowl of apples, but anyway... Remember that scene in Pride and Prejudice where Bingley ran out of shotgun cartridges and then he got munched down like an old shortbread by zombies? No? Okay, well, now you can. This guy, Seth Graham Smith, and Jane Austen have collaborated. Well, she's dead. He didn't haul her up and use her like some giant puppet. He's created Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, which is... he's essentially taken Jane Austen's... let's say novel, and slotted in big chunks of a zombie narrative. So now Elizabeth, between trying to woo Mr. Darcy, is ducking off to kill zombies.
Now everyone can enjoy it.
Exactly, which is all well and good, but I don't know when I can expect my Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and I almost said a bad word there. look, I'll tell you what, I can undo all of that by with one sweet image. Colin Firth back from a swim. We all good now? Back to zero. Remember that scene where he gets out of the lake and everyone's swooning and...
Calm yourself.
Yes. Okay, that old chestnut.
Now you've got a Queen update on her website.
Yes, Queen Elizabeth II is going to relaunch her website later this month with the help of the inventor of the internet, Sir Tim Berners-Lee. She's 82, and the website was launched 12 years ago. Now, it does seem a bit like a desperate attempt to make her cool. The thing is, the Queen isn't cool. She's a heavily inbred, scepter-wielding octogenarian with a surname that sounds a bit like vagina. Now, the website's going to include photo galleries from her early life. It's going to have links to other royals, including all the princesses. I don't mind saying it. The Queen, when she was younger, was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She had a great rack, too. Yeah.
Proper hot. Like, a lot of the royals look like they've melted, but not El Vagina. incidentally, I'm aware I'm probably burning my bridges with the Queen, but have you seen their teeth, the royal family? And did you know they regularly talk to plants? I have that on good authority. Mm-hmm. And then if you fold the $5 bill the right way, you can make the Queen's face look like a penis.
We all know what...
I wonder if she likes that, secretly. I'm on paper. Look, so
This is all on the new website.
Pretty much, yeah.
The $5 bill.
Yeah. Tim Berners-Lee, the father of the internet, this guy I mentioned, he actually pretty much created the net in late 1990, which is an odd piece of logic, like getting him in. It's a bit like the royals wanting to pioneer a new motor vehicle and using their immense resources to, I don't know, thaw out the caveman who invented the wheel.
Exactly,
I
mean, right. So using the guy that, had the first idea of the web,
exactly.
Instead of like the guy who's done the most recent stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's a good designer. It's a bit like, I mean, Lee and the caveman would both look great in a waistcoat and both fling poo. Look, it's not slander if they're all really old.
We'll tell our legal department that anyway.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, sir. You have a good week and we'll catch you next Tuesday morning for another edition
later.
Of Nerds of the Feather. Good on you, mate. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.